This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The President and the Prime Minister led the celebrations by taking part in separate yoga sessions. The 11th International Day of Yoga, celebrated with great enthusiasm and widespread participation across the country and around the world. President Draupadi Murmu took part in an event at Dehradun in Uttarakhand. Speaking at the event, President Murmu highlighted India's pivotal role in promoting yoga on the world stage.
योग पूरी मानवता की साझा धरोहर बन चुका है ये भारत की सॉफ्ट पावर का एक अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण उदाहरण है भारत की पहल पर योग के प्रति विश्व समुदाय का सम्मान बढ़ा है और दुनिया भर के लोग इससे लाभान्वित हो रही है
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी अटेंडेड अ 55 मिनट्स योगा सेशन Following the common yoga protocol along the scenic coastline at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh, which witnessed the participation of over 3 lakh enthusiasts. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, "Today yoga offers a pathway to peace amid growing stress, unrest and instability in various parts of the world." He called upon every nation and every society to integrate yoga into their lifestyle and public policy.
आज पूरी दुनिया किसी न किसी तनाव से गुजर रही कितने ही क्षेत्रों में अशांति और अस्थिरता बढ़ रही है ऐसे में योग से हमें शांति की दिशा मिलती है
Yoga Day was celebrated with much fervor in several states and union territories including Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Madhya Pradesh, Goa, Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu. Meanwhile, Uttarakhand government launched country's first yoga policy today. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said that this policy will prove a milestone in establishing Uttarakhand as a global capital in the field of yoga and wellness. Indian Coast Guard celebrated the day with Yoga Sangam at more than 60 locations across India's coastline and island territories. Over 9 lakh cadets of National Cadet Corps also participated in synchronized yoga sessions at iconic locations across the country. Around the world, thousands of yoga enthusiasts participated in International Yoga Day celebrations by joining events focused on wellness, mindfulness and sustainable living. The Indian Embassy in Riyadh marks the 11th International Day of Yoga with vibrant celebrations at Prince Faisal bin Fahd Sports City Stadium, drawing over 500 yoga enthusiasts from across Saudi Arabia. In Muscat, a large and enthusiastic crowd joined the mass yoga event held by Indian Embassy at picturesque Omani Village Amphitheatre in Al Khurram Natural Park. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that India will never restore Indus Water Treaty with Pakistan. He said the government will construct a canal to take excess water to Rajasthan flowing to Pakistan. In an interview with an English daily, the Home Minister said government's policy of zero tolerance against terrorism is intact. Mr. Shah said the government is addressing the root causes of terrorism, be it in Kashmir, Naxal areas or the Northeast. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has directed Air India to remove 3 officials from all roles and responsibilities related to crew scheduling and rostering with immediate effect for serious violations. The regulator also instructed the airline to initiate internal disciplinary proceedings against these officials without delay and to report the outcome of such proceedings within 10 days. In a statement, the DGCA said these officials were responsible for operational lapses. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast favorable conditions for further advancement of monsoon into Punjab, Haryana and more parts of Rajasthan in the next 2 days. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist R.K. Janamani said that monsoon will reach Delhi and other areas in the subsequent 2 days. Putting up a dominating show, Indian women wrestlers won the team title at the Under-23 Asian Championship by winning a medal in each of the 10 categories, including 4 gold and 5 silver in Wong Thao, Vietnam. Priyanshi Prajapat in 50 kg category, Dina in 55, Srishti in 68 kg and Priya in 76 kg category sealed the top podium places. And that is the end of this news bulletin.